Well, my family moved to Del Mar when I was 5 years old. We moved there from Baltimore, Maryland, and actually before that I was born in Lausanne, Switzerland. My dad was on sabbatical out in Lausanne, and I came from there. And then, like I said, we ended up in Del Mar ultimately, and my parents still reside there, Frank and Ruth Rice. I went through the entire Bethlehem Central School District, starting from kindergarten, going through 12th grade. Started my musical studies when I was 9 at Hammergrail Elementary School, and then studying with Ted Bernacki, and then went through the middle school and high school, also studying with some phenomenal music directors that had a huge influence on me, such as George Smith and Louise Schwartz as well. So my humble French horn beginnings.
When I was in elementary school, when I started out with band, I played trumpet. And I think that I chose trumpet because a friend of mine up the street had a trumpet. What made you choose your first instrument?
Well, my mom is a music teacher, so she was knowledgeable in the ways of a music director and the needs that the school often has. And French horn isn't a very popular instrument to pick, as you probably imagine. And I recall when I was in probably about mid-elementary school, probably third grade or so, we went to hear the Philadelphia Orchestra play over at SPAC, and they played Mahler 1. And I'm not sure how familiar you are with Mahler 1, but at the end of Mahler 1, the French horn section gets to stand up. And I knew that that was what I wanted to play. That was really, really cool. So I remember looking out and going, that's what I want to play. That's the one for me. And my mom was real excited because up until that point, I was pretty sure I wanted to play flute. And I think she wasn't too happy about that. A lot of people play flute. That was when my calling started. And then as it turned out, I ended up studying with the horn player in the Philadelphia Orchestra in my college studies.
And where did you go to college?
I started out at Temple University, the Esther Boyer College of Music, studying with Randy Gardner. And then he chose to become, instead of a performer ultimately and a teacher part-time, he decided to become a teacher full-time and a performer part-time and took a position at Cincinnati, at the University of Cincinnati College Conservatory of Music. And he was the reason I was at Temple, and so he was the reason I transferred to Cincinnati and completed my bachelor's at Cincinnati in 1998.
You're a chief musician in the U.S. Navy concert band. And
Correct.
when you were going to school, when you were in college, did you want to move on to the Navy after college? How did you make that decision, and how did you make that transition?
It's a kind of an interesting story, actually. In 1997, I won a summer job at the All-American College Marching Band at Walt Disney World. And it was a really awesome opportunity. And while I was there, I had a trumpet player colleague whose father came and heard, obviously came to hear his son and heard me play and told me about the Navy Band. And he actually, being a member of the Navy Band, a French horn player, and he told me all about the job, and I had never heard of such a thing, these premier Navy or premier musical organizations of the military. I didn't even know they existed. My goal at the time was, playing an orchestra, a Philadelphia orchestra, perhaps. And when I heard about this, and it also sounded an awful lot like what I was doing at Disney World, with the marching and parades and playing ceremonies and small ensembles. And here comes this guy telling me about the Navy Band, who also gets to do very similar things. And I thought, okay, well, let me know if there's an opening. And by the end of that year, which was by 1998, and about a year later, he actually let me know that he was retiring and there would be an opening in the Navy Band. And I went and took the audition. It was a nationwide audition, playing against some of the best horn players in the country at the time. And I happened to win the job. At that point, they say to you, hey, congratulations, you won. Now go see a recruiter. Join the Navy, and we'll see you 10 weeks after that, after your little stint in boot camp.
You've played for three presidential inaugural parades. Could you explain what's expected or the excitement that you experience when you play in these celebrations?
The inaugural parade is quite an event. There are many, many rehearsals leading up to it. Of course, we know it's going to happen every 4 years. So before even we know who the next president is, we are out there marching in formation and just getting everything in line and clean and just getting ready for the event. The day of is a very, very long day. We'll be up at 3 in the morning, and usually the parade doesn't even happen until after 5 in the afternoon. And it's going through many, many, many hoops and security loops and sitting on the bus for a long time, then going to the next security line, and then you get to the next place, and then you're in the holding tent. And it's also January, so it's also very, very cold, and it's a unique time, and you're just trying to keep your instrument so that it'll work by the time you actually step off, because, like I said, half the time it's below freezing and your instruments are about to freeze up. But you're just getting ready, and you know down the street. It's several blocks away, but history is being made. And, you know, it's hard not to try to sneak a peek when you're passing by the presidential stand. And it really is a big honor. And then usually it's by the time we finish and we load the buses, half the band is then heading off to go and play for some of the inaugural balls as well.
And then on the opposite side of that, you've played at the funerals for President Reagan and President Ford. Obviously, there's a difference in tone, but what is the preparation and what is that experience like in contrast?
Absolutely. Those are always very different. The big thing with them is we don't know when they're going to be. I recall for Ford's funeral, you know, it happened over the holidays, and many of us were on leave and on vacations with their families, and we were called back. And so we do practice for those on occasion. Several of the presidents actually have their requests for when the day happens and what music they would like to have played. And with President Reagan, he wanted everything. He wanted the whole parade. He wanted all of the services to be represented. With President Ford, he requested a much more subtle farewell, just some events over at the Capitol and, you know, and a large service over at the National Cathedral. So those are much more somber affairs. The music is definitely very different. You know, while playing for the funerals for presidents is a huge event and a very meaningful part of our job, we also play funerals at Arlington National Cemetery as a regular part of our job to farewell to our Navy veterans. On a regular basis, and that also has no less meaning to us